Human logic versus spiritual wisdom, how God changes our hearts. By Kelly Jane McGlynn, read by Leah Martin. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on our own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your paths straight." My own understanding, how I love thee. So limited, and yet seemingly so inviting to lean on as I attempt to take charge of my own repentance. When I was in college, I double majored in English and philosophy. Every paper I wrote, and there were a lot of them, would end in a clear conclusion, neatly supported by every line of the rest of my argument. I could always back up my opinion in class. I even used to do logic homework problems for fun. The truth is, I love my brain. What God has been teaching me recently, though, is that when it comes to matters of my heart, I can't rely on my own brain, even if my brain is telling me the truth. Even when our own understanding is based on Scripture, and the step-by-step process of repentance is clear in our minds, it is still the hand of God that we must rely on to transform our hearts. In all our ways, we must submit to him because he will be the one to make our paths straight. Last week, I was on the phone with one of my moms in the faith. You know, the type of woman in your life who knows how to ask you just the right question. I was expressing frustration to her about a situation with my friend who's a new follower of Christ. As her sister, I'd been trying to get her to fully understand an aspect of her life in which, in order to please God, she would have to give something up. I was frustrated because, to me, it seemed so simple. The scriptures about it were right there. As I would have done in philosophy class, I had stated, premise one, then premise two, which led to the conclusion. Boom. Why wasn't she getting it? But my spiritual mom reminded me, "Kelly Jane, sometimes it isn't that easy. If last year someone had tried to get you to fully believe in God's love and protection for you that same way, would that have been helpful? Would that have really convinced you?" She, of course, was right. You see, 2 years ago, my apartment was broken into in the middle of the night. It was very difficult for me to trust in God's protection following that. Nearly impossible, really. At that time, when I would read scriptures about God's protection, they just felt hollow and untrue. If anyone shared one with me, I typically just became angry instead of encouraged. It took months and months of prayer, experience, and God changing my heart for me to actually believe in that truth. Even if someone had blatantly stated, "Read Psalm 91:9-10, premise 1, the Lord is your refuge. Premise 2, the Bible says that if the Lord is our refuge, no harm will overtake us. Conclusion, God protected you that night from harm, whether or not you think so." Well, that would have not been helpful to my heart at all. Instead, what really changed my heart was sitting at God's feet, hearing his voice through the scriptures. Jesus reminds us of this in John 5:39. "You search the scriptures because you think they give you eternal life, but the scriptures point to me." Jacob physically wrestled with God. David struggled in prayer. He begged God to create in him a pure heart, instead of trying to logically think his way there. These men submitted their ways to God, which was really an invitation to see him face to face. And God blessed them for it. Sometimes we want a quick fix with devotionals. We want to Google a scripture, write it on a post-it, and magically have our hearts renewed. We want a change of heart, and in our fast-paced society, we want it now. Don't get me wrong, I absolutely believe that there is power in the Word of God. But if we rely on our own brains to make ourselves accept the truth found in Scriptures, we miss out on the chance to truly meet with God. God invites us to rest on His power, not our own. Even when our understanding is based on truth, God calls us to lean on His understanding, to walk with Him, to sit at His feet. Today, as you read His powerful word, seek God through His scriptures, and not just solutions. Hear His voice speaking to your heart. Intersecting faith and life. I encourage you to listen to the song, "Nothing I Hold On To" by United Pursuit, as you meditate on the ways you desire God to change your heart. What area of your life is God calling you to surrender to His understanding over your own? What mountain is God asking you to climb? And how can you do so with hands wide open, as the song mentions? Hear God's voice today over your own human logic.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to Crosswalk.com.
Hello, I'm Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we are the host of Life After Addiction podcast. What we believe is that addiction is not a surprise to God.
That's right. We discuss addiction from a biblical worldview and how true freedom comes through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Absolute freedom from addiction, the secular worldview of once an addict, always an addict, is just not true. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, subscribe to Life After Addiction at lifeaudio.com.